just to piggyback on the previous year regarding home chefs. So let's say you receive something that someone made in their own home, homemade cookies, homemade sesame chicken, whatever their theme is and the food is. So the question is there any concern? So as I said in the previous year, if you are aware that this family is not necessarily in tune with modern day kashrus in the sense of bugs and they serve you a salad, and keep in mind that to wash a significant amount of lettuce themselves, even if they knew how to wash lettuce and they have trained eyes and they know how to check, it would be a tremendous teracha. They probably did not wash it the way it's supposed to be washed. And to purchase pre-checked lettuce is typically expensive. So if you have any of these concerns, I would avoid salads. Even on a regular Shabbos, you should probably avoid salads unless you know that they purchase with a good hashgacha or they themselves are experts and they know how to check. That would apply also to food items that have recently become known to be infested. An example would be peppers, that peppers are known to be infested right now. And most hashgachas are recommending a significant cleaning process to make sure that there are no bugs on the peppers. Additionally, if these folks have non-Jews in their kitchen, and that's how they cook, they always have their goyish staff in their kitchen. So in general, this has nothing to do with Purim, even for regular Shabbos. I'm just saying over a psak from my Rebbe, Rabbi Yisrael Reisman Shlita, that if people who have non-Jews in the house cooking, and they're comfortable in the kitchen, unless someone's literally on top of it, as like a mashkiach tamidi, you would assume that they're going to start the food or turn on a different fire without the balabasta noticing. They had to step out for a little bit to make a coffee, and all of a sudden, food is being cooked. And unless someone really knows what they're doing from a hashkacha standpoint, when you have non-Jews in the kitchen, it's a recipe for disaster. So I wouldn't recommend eating from that in general. Now, as long as those issues are non-issues, you know, they made everything themselves. They're not the type to have non-Jewish staff, and they're not serving lettuce. So the only other issue would be in regards to our farshas challah, just to make sure that depending on the product, that either they did take challah because challah was required, or if they didn't, and you think, or you ask your rav, he says, yes, you would need our farshas challah based on how much they've made, even if they were dividing it up. So a simple eitz is to take a small piece and say, without a bracha, I raise the challah, take it, wrap it in a tissue and throw it in the garbage, take less than a kazayas, and that way you avoid any shaila of HaFarshas Chala on these items.